Hi guys, welcome to the Musing Podcast. As always, you know who it is, right? So it's a cloudy Thursday afternoon, and my instincts say it's gonna drizzle the fizzle. So guys, what's happening? What's been going on? This whole isolating thing, we kind of having some getting used to now, right? At least some of us should be used to it now. Like, I mean, no more complaints, right? Anyway, guys, what's been popping with you? Been me? My popping has been really popping because this past few days I've kind of been in some kind of states that I've not been able to really explain. And, you know, when I'm in this kind of states, I kind of like switch off, because like when I'm struggling to like keep afloat, I'm just like struggling. When I see that I'm actually struggling to keep afloat, the next thing my mind tells me is switch off, you know? And, you know, sometimes switching off works for me, even though a friend of mine says that I like to switch off because I like to run away and not like face my shit head on. But I don't know, somehow maybe she's right, somehow maybe she's not, because when I switch off, it kind of helps me like stay in the knowing, and I'm kind of like more conscious of myself, because I'm like switching off from everything and everyone, and I'm just like in my own solitude, you know. So I think that sometimes switching off kind of helps me think, because lately I've not been able to think. If you guys know what happened to me, I don't even want to talk about it, but one of the things I want to talk about is that I mistakenly deleted an episode that I had already put out for you guys to listen to. And it broke my heart. Like, it bloody hell destroyed me. I was like, what? And I've not even had like so much listens yet. I don't know what I was doing. And that's because I was not thinking straight. I just like didn't even know when I pressed delete button. I'm like, wait, what just happened? Like, guys, I was so fucking flustered. I didn't know whether to cry. In fact, let me not even lie, I ended up crying because it was just as a result of so many things going on in my head. I was not, you know, I hate to make mistakes, even though I'm like no judge for when I make mistakes. I don't even judge myself. Yeah, I judge myself, but like I don't judge myself for too long, because I know that everybody makes mistakes. So, but I actually hate to make mistakes. So when I make these kind of mistakes, I know that, oh God, Menachi, you're not in the right frame of mind. You're not okay. You're not just okay. Just know you're not okay.com. So, you know, this today's topic is really about, you know, being okay, you know, being in the knowing, being conscious of yourself, you know, telling yourself some certain things that you should have told yourself a long time ago. What are these things? First of all, what triggers you? You know, that's one of my questions, by the way. I told you guys I was going to answer all your questions, but I decided that I was going to answer them one episode at a time, because, well, they're not so many questions, but they're like 5 questions, and they're kind of deep questions for me. I wonder who these people are, but, you know, that's okay. So one of the questions was, what triggers you to make choices? Sorry, let me just read it out from the book where I wrote it. Yeah, so this person said, what triggers you to make choices that lead to life-changing decisions? Wow. What triggers me to make choices that lead to life-changing decisions? That's a big one, guys. And that's why I'm actually about this episode being about you being in the conscious and the knowing of yourself, being more aware of yourself. What triggers me? First of all, that episode, what triggered me to make that episode was because of something that happened that really gave me like a serious curveball. Like, it hit me hard. And I was just like, wow. Anybody tell me that I was going to have this sort of, this truckload of realizations at this time of this year of my life, I would say that's a lie. You know, I probably didn't even know I was ever going to have those kind of realizations. You know, but then you're not even in control of all these things. They just happen. And you just, like, take them, you quiet yourself to sleep, you wake up the next day and, you know, get yourself back up. That's just what it is. So, like, what triggers me to make, you know, choices for life-changing, like, that's a lot, though. Well, for one is change. Yeah. So, if you have someone around you that is going through something, most times people don't talk about what they're going through because they don't know if people around them would understand, judge them, or, you know, just be able to understand, really. And sometimes I go through stuff too that I don't really like to talk about with people, even my friends. Like, I am really the worst at talking about things I'm really, really going through. I guess the only person that can really have that kind of luxury is probably my partner or someone that is really a friend of mine that I have a very deep connection with, that's able to know when I'm not okay. You know, there's some friends that don't even know when their friends are not okay. They just, like, keep going on with the friends. But you don't even know when your friend is not okay. So I guess if I really have that deep connection with a friend, I have, like, one or two friends I have that sort of deep connection with, and they're actually guys. Because I don't know, I'm a girl, I'm not even trying to stereotype or anything, but don't worry, it's just like that for me. Maybe for some girls, it's girls that they have that sort of deep connection with, but I do have that kind of deep connection with a couple of, one or two guys that are my G's, that are my friends. They know when I'm not okay. Even when I'm posting up on the gram, posting up on WhatsApp, like, they know when I'm not okay, you know? So it's one thing to know that, to have people around you that know when you're not okay, that are able to just, you know, listen to you talk and rant and just, like, even if they don't even have the best words, they just tell you it's going to be okay, you know? So, I think I just diverted, but you guys get the point, right? So back to the trigger. So change, you know, like, when something hits you, you might not really know the trigger. You don't plan for these triggers to happen. Triggers can be from your past experiences when you have some sort of deja vu. Yeah, and it kind of triggers you to your reaction at the present moment. But that kind of trigger is not really encouraging, because most times when we have triggers from the past that come to affect the present, it turns out really sore, because you're just, like, you know, projecting your fears on the person with you there at the moment, and the person might not even be understanding where that defense or where that attack or where that reaction is coming from. You know, it's just like you're projecting what happened in the past to that person there now, that's what's going to happen. Now, I do that a lot, so I'm not even judging anyone who does that. But really, there has to be some sort of change, you know, that comes with to you. And this change can trigger a lot. You know, when you think about some things that have happened to you, and then you don't want to be that way again, you want to be a changed person, you want to be a better person. Firstly, for yourself, you don't want to try to be better person or be a changed person for people around you, for your family or for your parents or for your partner or for your friends or for whatever. It's for you. You know, like, I wake up every morning and I say to myself, today I'm not going to get too defensive, because yeah, I know how to be very defensive. Especially when I just feel stupidly attacked. It might not even be an attack, but I just want to be defensive. I wake up in the morning and I say, today I'm not going to be defensive. Today I'm going to think before I speak. Today, I'm going to actually ask myself before I respond. Today, I'm going to actually put myself in someone's shoes before I react. You get me? So that's like you working towards change. And when you're in this kind of bubble of you wanting to change and wanting to be better, it kind of triggers you to make life-changing decisions. Because life-changing because when you wake up and say all these things to yourself, it affects the way you relate with people outside and inside. You know, not just people around you, people outside, people you meet for the first time, strangers, workmates, colleagues, people you meet at your workspace. You know, like, it changes your approach to life. And that change of approach to life is actually a lifelong decision. It's a life-changing decision because you decided to change how everything works for you. You decided to change how you've been seeing things, how your mentality has been, how things have been in your mind's eye, like how you've been seeing things, and you decided to look at things from another perspective. That's a life-changing decision. And to be able to even be in that bubble is being cautious and aware of yourself. That brings us to the topic, right? Right. So cautiousness and awareness of yourself is very, very important. I have, like, during the course of a lot of things that have happened to me this past few days, past few weeks, past few months, I'm just like, you have to be really cautious of yourself. You have to not, you know, you have to pull yourself out of seeking for hurt. You know, validation starts from the inside. Validation is not from someone. You don't get validation about who you are or who, how good you are of a person from anybody but yourself. Validation comes from within. So if you, the earlier you realize that, it makes you cautious of a lot of things. The energy you release to people around you, your vibrations, your spirituality, your mentality, everything works in, like, together with your cautiousness. You feel me? Because, like, you waking up in the morning and saying, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and then during the course of the day, you might not even meet up to any of the things you tell yourself you're going to do. I, for one, am one of them. Like, I say, oh, I'm going to do that, and then probably 2 out of everything is what I meet up to. If I say 5 things I'm going to stop doing for the rest of my life, starting from today, I might only meet up to 2 of them. Because I'm just human. We are all just humans. But the ability to be able to always tell yourself that, even when you now see, oh, I told myself I wasn't going to take, for instance, drink Coke today, and then you already had like a glass of Coca-Cola. And then ending of the day, you now, like, you're summarizing your whole day in your head, looking for the things you did and things you shouldn't have done, things you did do, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, oh, shit, I drank Coke today. And I told myself I'm not going to drink Coke today. You know, be able to hit yourself with the truth. You know, don't wait for someone to give it to you in a plate of goat meat. Like, hit yourself the truth every time. Oh, shit, I fucked up, man. I suppose I'm not tomorrow. I will try not to. You know, like, tell yourself the truth. Being able to tell yourself the truth is the step towards, you know, that cautiousness, that self-awareness. How does it work for you? Because honestly, it works different ways for different people. I'm only just telling how it works for me. You know, even when I wake up every day and say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, oh, I'm going to do it. You don't meet up to everything you tell yourself you're going to do. It's just like going to work and you have, like, deadlines. You no matter how, unless your boss is on your neck, you don't ever entirely meet up all your deadlines. If you do, kudos to you. So, like, it's like you tell yourself, oh, this is what I'm going to do today. It's like you tell yourself goals that, you know, this is what you're going to do, and then, but you don't always meet up. And don't beat yourself up if you don't always meet up. You shall just be in the knowing. Know that this is what you have to work on yourself. Know that this is what you need to do to be able to reach this higher state of mind. You know, like, you know that this is, like me, I know that, oh, I need to work on this. I need to work on this part of me. I need to work on this part to be able to reach a higher state of mind. Guys, I am so about that because that's really what this podcast is about. To be able to reach that higher state, that to be able to be on high vibrations, you know. Don't be seeking validation from anybody. It's from inside. You feel me? And don't be beating yourself up too much when you're not meeting up to what you think you're supposed to be doing. Just keep doing it every day. Keep saying it to yourself every day. Keep doing it every fucking day. Like, don't ever stop. You feel me? And truly speaking, it's like, what's the word now? It's just like you just wake up, you know, and you feel like, oh, I'm fucking up. No, it's okay to fuck up now. Like, you know, be a human being, you go fuck up now. But the ability to always, you know, be aware of that, tell yourself that, be in the knowing, being in the knowing is very important, guys. Don't ever lie to yourself. Don't be in denial. You feel me? Like, another thing is that people around you now, when they see this change, you know, occurring, it's very important for them to respect that you're changing. You know, respect the change coming from your friends. Respect the change coming from your partners. You know, I write for people that, you know, I have friends, and during the course of our friendship, during the past years, I've seen some huge amounts of change in their various lives. And I really, really appreciate it, because I appreciate when people around me are becoming better, are changing. I'm not to judge you if you're not changing or anything, but I appreciate that, I know this is how we used to be before, and now we're not like that. We're getting better. We're learning how to, you know, be more present for ourselves, be there for ourselves, be there for each other. We're learning how to tell ourselves we love each other, and it's like genuine, you know, feelings. It's like, you know, appreciate your friend's growth, respect their growth, respect your partner's growth as well. Your partner's, I'm really telling myself that one, especially because, like, your partners will not be the same every time, how you met them from the beginning of times. They have their own personal qualities that probably attracted you to them. But what I mean be the same is they would also be growing. There's a lot of mentality change. All you can pray for is that it's in the positive and not in the negative. And you know, when you see that positive change, you have to be able to key into it and see the good side of it. And you know, appreciate that they are changing and try to reach that state of mind that they are into. You understand me? Don't now feel, before we don't used to pray. Now my partner is all about, oh, wake up and pray. Oh, you're not a praying girl, you're not a praying woman. Or, hello, what's wrong with your partner being prayerful? I love a prayerful guy. I mean, I can't even not be with a guy that doesn't pray, that doesn't know God, that is not cool with God. Like, that doesn't even ginger me to pray. Like, babe, like, this is going on. See how I feel. Oh, babe, you should pray. Like, nigga, what are we doing? Like, I'm not even saying, oh, pray and kabash and kabab, but just like the awareness of there's a higher being that you can actually put all your problems to, and like put all your worries to, and just trust that he will make it okay. That the awareness that your partner knows that is supposed to be soothing. Do you understand? So don't beat your partner up, beat yourself up that your partner is changing on some level. Try to understand this level that they are changing into, and you know, try to see it for the positive. And if it's for the negative, then you should be able to communicate and talk about it. You know, like, change is constant. So during the course of this change, respect anyone's change, respect anyone's growth. You know, appreciate it. And if you're not there yet, appreciate it so that you'll be able to reach there. But you'll be able to reach, you know, that state that they're in as well. That way, you'll be able to understand that change. Because sometimes when someone is in some kind of growth space, they tend to cut off people. I understand that, really. You know, like, it's like, take for instance, when you're married, your single friends become married, and sometimes, like, your people's mentality is no more the same. So, like, they won't maybe cut you off strongly, but they would shall let you go somehow. They will not keep you in the knowing like that again. It's just be like, so, you know. So, like, you know, just try to appreciate people's growth, you know. Try to reach that state of mind. Try to understand if they even need to cut you off. I mean, like, it's their decisions, you know. Don't worry about yourself, basically. Worry about your growth, your self-consciousness, your self-awareness to this growth, to these life-changing decisions, you know. So that's basically what I'm here to rant about. Yeah, but I do have more to say, but I have someone very special that I'm going to have on this, on a sequel episode of this episode, and hopefully she'll be able to enlighten us more on this growth and acceptance. You know, should be able to put us through what we really, really need to know and what we really, really need to be about to be able to, you know, appreciate this growth and change. So anyway, guys, I know that I said I was going to be answering the questions one by one, right? So nobody should nobody should say anything. I just answered this person's question. This was a tough one. I had to really, really think about it. So anyway, I'm going to round this podcast up with a big, big shout out to Amma's Market for her smoothies, for everything that she does. Really, really grateful for her. You guys, you need to check her out. She makes the best smoothies. If you want to be boosting your immune system during this quarantine period, you need to look up her page. She has a lot of tips to give you, of things to tell you. Since she can't make deliveries for you, or maybe she can, but like, she has tips on her page on how you should go about your workouts, your yoga, and you know, whatnot. I told you guys I was going to be doing an entrepreneur ad podcast, like a 10-minute ad for entrepreneurs. So we're going to kick it off pretty soon. But just before we do, you'll be able to have to follow me on my Instagram at The Musing Podcast on IG. You can follow me on Twitter at Moonshine. And just, you know, tell me what your product is about. Tell me what vision you have for your product and why you're even into this product in the first place. And that will be a kickoff for the Musing Podcast ad series. So anyway, I'm going to play you this song by Odunsi, The Engine, my guy, and Temps on the not Undecided, sorry, Decided. Yeah. So sitting, I know. Check it out. I know some of you are already banging to it, but it's been banging in my head, so I had to let it out for you guys. You feel me? So anyway, guys, stay hydrated, you know, stay safe, stay home. If you gotta, you need to stay at home. So stay home, you know, stay safe, you know, stay on higher vibrations, you know, just do what you gotta do to survive, but do the good things. You feel me? Till next time, I'm signing out.